as the flood waters rise. The Lord says, trust in me, for I am with you. My child, I have never left your side. And as the storm rages on, you will know that you are in the cleft of my heart, says the Lord. And I will strengthen you, and I will protect you, and I will use this for my good, says the Lord. For your faith is being made stronger. Your trust in me is being made stronger. So lift your eyes to me, and you will see the glory that I have set before you, says the Lord. The same glory that Jesus placed his eyes upon to get him through the cross. So lift your eyes, my children, and you will be led out of the valley, and you will be led into your victory, says the Lord. For I am with you.
Thank you.
Yes, you are God. You are a mighty God. You are the awesome and the powerful Father that we can trust in. That you never lie and your words are true. And that you promise that every word that went forth from your mouth would not return unto you void. So God, we just stand here today and we say that we love you. But most of all, we want to receive your love and the revelation of your love today. A new revelation. Because your love is infinite and your love is vast. So, Papa, just give us a new revelation of your love. So that we would be empowered and that we would be strengthened and refreshed. God, to go and give your love to the hurting. To go and give your love to the lost. Because we are your representatives here on earth. That we would walk around as Jesus does, because he is in us and living in us. And he wants to live through us. So God, we just ignite that in our hearts, that passion. God, to be you in this earth, to be the expression of your love in every life that we come upon, God. That is what the church is. That we would come and be you in this earth, oh God. That we are your voices, that we are your hands, that we are your feet, and we are you and your love to the hurting and to the lost. So God, ignite us today within our spirits right now. Let the word wash us. Let the worst words of your mouth just wash us free of any offense that we may have against one another, God. That there would be a unity amongst us. That there would be no foothold that the enemy could take. God, we just release that and we put it at the cross right now that we are in unity. And every offense we set before you and we say, God, come and move amongst us in unity. That you said in your word that they would know you by our love for one another. So God, we just declare that your love will be what changes us and changes the world. So God, come today. Let your word wash us. Anoint Pastor. Stand for the word. Anoint this time together, God. Maybe be always aware that your spirit is here. Your spirit is here hovering over every one of us to do the work. But we have to invite you, Holy Spirit, to do it. So we commit this to you. We commit this place to you. We commit our lives to you right now. Your will be done in Jesus' name.
Oh, man. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for worship. It's good to be here, right? Welcome. Yeah, this is an exciting Sunday, exciting morning. And we're going from here to the river. And I know maybe there's some of you are still teetering on the idea that we're going to be talking about that a little bit today and just how valuable that is to get into the river and to be baptized and just to know that our past is completely gone and it's completely behind us. And I really appreciate Kim's prayer because we need today to be united. And, you know, sometimes we come here and it's easy to get annoyed. I can annoy people real quickly. I don't know what it is. I just have a way about me. You know what I'm saying, though? It doesn't take much. You don't like this or you don't like that or someone smiles a little bit or the sun's in my eyes. So let's, first of all, and she already prayed about this, so we don't need to pray about it anymore. That's done. Okay? We're going to rejoice today. Any of those annoyances, any of those little things that irk you, just forget about it. None of that matters. Because what was also true is what was said earlier, that sometimes there's an enemy, and he wants to just tear this up. He wants this not to work. He wants us not to experience the power of what's going to happen today. Because what's going to happen today is all about new life and about lives that are completely changed. And we're going to see that before our very eyes, because that's the kind of God that we serve. I want to just say right from the start that God's real. And that's why we're here. That's how I experience him in my life. He really is real. And I got the sense that there might be some of you here today who are going, what is with these wacky people? You know, the only thing that's with us is that we really know that God's real. God's made himself known to me. And that's one of the things I honestly hold on to as a tenet of faith, is that God is real, and he'll make himself known to you. He'll show you how real he is. And that's why we sing, and that's why we praise, that's why we love God's word. It's because he's real. And if you're wondering about that today, just be assured of this. He is so real, and he's going to show you. He's going to show you. He is. He's going to open your eyes to see exactly what you need to see. He loves you, and he's got a, you know, this is a all about lives that are changed. And my life needed to be changed, and most of us here who, you know, we came to Christ because something had to change in our lives. Something had to give. I just couldn't keep living the way I was living. I had pulled it off for a lot of years. I had pulled it off. I'd fooled a lot of people for a long time. But the day finally came when I couldn't pull it off anymore, and it was really a question of life or death. And God's all about life. So if you're here today and you're saying, I just need that. I need that change in my life. I need something where, you know, I just can't keep living the way I'm living. I can't keep doing the things I'm doing, and I am powerless. You know that feeling of being powerless? You're in the right place, because it's when we are powerless that Christ dies for us, you know? It's in that helpless state. I'm completely helpless. I can't do a thing about this. Every time, you ever been there, you know, you've been that place before? You go, every time I try, I get all the willpower, and I shake, and I get all my willpower together, and it doesn't help. And that's because you can't do it. You can't do it. You got to let Jesus do it for you. And he will. He really will. You can't muster up enough willpower to change the stuff that needs to be changed. And he wants to, here's the key thing, he doesn't just want to just fix a few things in you. He's not, you're not like an old car. You know? What he wants is he wants to make you completely brand new, and he wants the old to be completely dead. And we're going to talk about that in a bit. We're going to do a few things just to let you know of some stuff that's going on in the church. And so Alvin's going to come up right now, and as Alvin's coming up, I'm just going to mention Lorna with the cleaning of the kitchen on September the 27th, correct? Why don't you just stand up 1 second here? This is Lorna. She's organizing a work bee to work on our kitchen. You know that we feed about 900 to 1,000 meals a week, and there's a lot of people that make a lot of mess. We want to get some cleaning happening there. Some of you who have the spiritual gift of cleaning, speak with Lorna. We're going to talk about this more again next week. Alvin, we're going to have to be kind of brief here just because of so much stuff that's going on here, but let's hear about the purple books and Bible studies. And
yes, there we go. Hallelujah. We started this study here, the purple book Bible study here, just last year sometime. I forget the exact date, but it's very foundational to your Christian walk. If you've never done a Bible study, a consistent Bible study that takes you from A to B to C to Revelations, this is a good study. It's just very basic, very elementary. My brother said over here, Art, where's Art? Right here. He says, very elementary, and it is. It's basic, but we need this. We need a good foundation, amen? A solid foundation of who Jesus Christ is and who we are in Christ, amen? So if you're available for the Purple Book Bible study, we're just going to ask all the leaders to come up. I'm going to spring this on them. Doug McLean, Rob and Jeanette, Gertie, all the leaders for the Purple Book. Come on up. Come on up. Joyce Lynn. I was going to invite Lori up, but take the place of Charlene. So I'm going to give Doug, these are all the leaders of the Purple Book. We're having them at various places and times throughout the week. So anything that suits your schedule, just get hooked up with these people, meet them, get their phone numbers, their addresses, and then we'll go from there. So we'll start with Doug. Your address.
Okay, yeah. Wednesday, 7 o'clock at Joyce's place in Northwood Estates, trailer number, not Parkside Drive, sorry, wrong trailer court. Parkside Drive, just off 67th Street, trailer number 85. And we can definitely house a few more people.
I'm Lori. I'm just stepping in for Charlene. We've been having it Wednesdays at the church, so at 7 here on Wednesdays.
Thank you. Gertie?
And if anybody's free Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we're here. And yeah, we could use a few more. Hey, Wheezy. And that's at the church, 1 o'clock here.
Are you not doing any
Wednesday?
Some other people?
Well,
Convent Park?
Yeah, just kind of sporadically.
We're going to be starting Monday nights at 7 o'clock, and our address is 20 McKee Close up in Morris Row, right across from the Church of the Nazarene up in that area. You're welcome to come.
I do one at Jody and Dana's house on Wednesday morning and Wednesday night, so whoever can come then, come.
I do two of them. I do one Tuesday morning over at the Lazarus House with the men there, and whosoever, any man that wants to come and join me, you're more than welcome. We do one Wednesday morning at the kitchen. Yeah, you can be seated. At the kitchen, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Both of those Bible studies are at 8 o'clock in the morning. So that's Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock at Lazarus House, Tuesday morning at the kitchen. So you're more than welcome. And I just wanted a real short advertisement for Katie Sosa Ministries, which we started last Monday. And it has just been awesome. So that starts at 6:30 to about 8-ish here, Monday nights, tomorrow night. So all of you people that, you know, need some encouragement, need some enlightenment from the Spirit of God, come to this. And man alive, this is going to change your life. Amen? Okay, bless you. Thanks, Dan.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Alvin. And if I can just add a little bit to that Monday night thing, the Katie Sosa, this is really exciting, and we need to be praying about this. It's a ministry that helps people who are, you know, in their addiction or in their struggle, and it gets at the root. And it's a deliverance kind of ministry. But, you know, gets at the root. Where is this really coming from? Where does it start? How do we help people? How do we minister? How do we become better listeners? How do we become better prayers? And it's a kind of, there's some video and there's some discussion that goes with it. It's very biblically based, and it's really one of the, we're hoping, we're believing, it's one of the answers to the prayer that we've been praying. Because, you know, as a church, sometimes we feel like we're spinning our wheels. You know, we're trying to work with people. We're trying to help people. We keep pointing them to the cross and keep pointing them to the Word. But we need a tangible tool, you know, something that we can work with and be equipped to bring people out of that pit that they're in. If you want training in that, come on Monday night, 6:30. And from what all I'm hearing is that it's just really excellent stuff. So, just a little thing I got to say. Is Chris was telling me Willie's brother passed away. I guess it was a few weeks ago, or maybe it was more than that even. Yeah. He had struggles too. He had lots of issues. And I'm going to get all that, but just a good news report. Just a couple weeks before he died, he gave his heart to the Lord. Isn't that good? Yeah. That's the grace of God, you know. All his life, he wandered from God. He wanted nothing to do with God. He rebelled, you might say. And then he got connected with this tiny church in, was it Redland or Red, whatever it is, Red Cliff by Medicine Hat, right? So, connected there and gave his heart to Jesus. And I'm excited about that. You know, the opportunities for that for you today too. Just so you know, there's hope for you. even if all your life you've been turned, you know, you've turned away from God, you're going to find out today how real he is. How powerful he is. And that he's a God who's got wide open arms for you. This morning, we're going to the river. We sang a song today about, you know, give me faith that I might walk upon the water. We are going to walk upon the water. We're going to sink, but we are going to walk upon the water. We're going in. I mean, some of you, if you walk on top of the water, great. You know, we'll celebrate that. But our purpose is to get in. And I want to spend a little time this morning explaining this. And I want you to know that there's an open invitation. So we believe that baptism is God's doing. And I'm just never going to say to somebody, you know, some people have asked me, hey, can I get baptized? Can I get baptized? I'm never going to answer that question with a no, because this is God who does this. And as far as I am concerned, and I think as far as our leadership is concerned, one or two things are going to happen out there. There are going to be people who are baptized, who are really ready to come to Jesus and ready to die to their old self. And it's going to be genuine, and it's going to be authentic, and it's going to be powerful, and it's going to be life-changing. And there are going to be people who are going to just get wet. And I don't care, like, I don't care if you just want to get wet. If you, you know, if you're not interested in really changing your life, if you think this is magic, or if you think that this is maybe some kind of a last-ditch effort, so you're just going to go in and get in the water, if the worst thing that happens is you get wet today, and that's all that happens, I don't think that really hurts. In fact, some of you might still, I mean, physically, you might smell better coming out of there. It might not be anything spiritual that happens, but physically, there might be some real benefits to it. I don't know. I guess, you know, I'm trying not to be, I guess I am being a little cavalier here, but the baptism is open. It's open to you. It's an invitation that God gives you, but you need to be serious about it, and that's between you and God. I can't read your heart. Sometimes, some of the people that I thought were the most serious about the change, you know, they really wanted to change, and they were devout, and they had, you know, they demonstrated that. Sometimes they weren't serious at all. So who am I to judge? I'm not going to judge. God doesn't put me in that position to judge. I guess all I'm saying is you're welcome to come to the river, and the invitation is to you today from Jesus. That if you need a life change, today's the day. I want to read from John chapter 12. But before I do that, Tim, would you just stand up? I need prayer today. So just with your big voice, just pray that God's going to speak. We need to hear this today. There's a message today that you need to listen to. Thank you, brother. Right now. Yeah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Yes, God. Amen. And Satan doesn't win. He's defeated. Even though he doesn't want us to be doing this today, he, you know, and you know that. If you're thinking about going in the water, you know there's a battle going on. Well, he loses. He's already lost. Thank God for that. I'm going to read just a few words from John chapter 12, and I want to try to explain a little bit about what's going on today. Reading in verse 20 of John chapter 12, if you have your Bibles, you can turn, or it should be on the screen. Now, there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. Now, that's an important thing. You just got to notice that. These were not Jews. These were Gentiles, and they were there, and they were listening to Jesus, and they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. That's a good question. Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus, and Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." And then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out, just like we just did. Amen? Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. And he said this to show the kind of death that he was going to die. Amen. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself, Jesus said. We were talking last week, and I want to kind of tie this into what we were saying last week, that the message of the good news is for those who are near, but it's also for those who are far away. We talked about that promise, if you remember. The promise is that God made that promise to us and to our children and to those who are far off, it says. And that's the real amazing, wonderful good news about the coming of Jesus, is that when Jesus came, he started a whole new dispensation, you might say, where every single one is welcome to come and know Jesus. That there's no more barriers. It's not just the Jews who are saved, but it's the Jews and the Gentiles. And that's why it's interesting to note that when Jesus, you know, said those words, there were a bunch of Greeks that were there and they wanted to hear the message. And that it says, Jesus ended the words there by saying that when the Son of Man is lifted up, and he's talking about his death, he will draw all men to himself. And that's good news, right? That's good news. It's got nothing to do with your gender. He calls men, he calls women. It's got nothing to do with your nationality. He calls Italians and Polish and even the Dutch. It's got nothing to do with your status. He calls the rich, he calls the poor, he calls people with lots of homes, and he calls the homeless. He draws all men. He says, "I call all men. Here's why I came." And we talked about that very famous passage in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." He loved the world, not just a few. He loved the world. He sent his son. And that the mandate, I'm not going to give you the whole sermon from last week, but the mandate is that we are to go to the nations. You know, go to the nations. Tell people about Christ. Let them know that he died for all of us. He died for those of us who look like we've got it all together. And he died for those of us who look like we don't. It doesn't matter. His grace is sufficient for everyone. And he's reaching out. He's reaching to you. Some of you today have been experiencing that. I know that's true. You've been thinking about God. God's been working in your heart. God's been drawing himself. And that's the second thing I want to talk about, or what this passage really talks about, is that there's something about Jesus that draws us to him. And you know what I'm talking about. I want you to just listen to me a minute. There's something about Jesus. There's something about the cross that compels us to come. There really is. It's sort of hard. I mean, it's hard to preach about. It's hard to put this into words. Jesus said, when the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. There's something about the cross, there's something about Jesus that works kind of like a magnet. It just, I feel myself moving towards him. I want to get closer to him. There's something about the cross that is amazingly intriguing, and it brings me to my knees when I get there, and it seems like it is the altogether right and proper thing to do, to get on my knees and to get as close to the cross as I can. That's Jesus. If you're feeling that something's drawing you, something's calling your name, it's not something, it's a someone. Someone is calling my name. Maybe you're feeling that someone wants me. Is that someone God? The answer is yes. That's the kind of God that he is. He's a God who compels us. It's irresistible, right? You gotta come. You gotta come. You gotta respond. When the Son of Man is lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. God's drawing you. He's calling you. He's speaking your name. He's saying, it's time. Do you hear my voice? It's time for that change. It's time for you to come to me. On the cross, Jesus' arms were like this, right? And even though there was blood and there was nails through his palms, there's something incredibly inviting about the arms and the hands of Jesus. And he says, I want you to know that I want you to come. Come to me. Stop worrying about what other people think or say. I am calling your name. Come. You can trust me. There's something about the cross, you see. The cross is the, you come to realize, the deeper you go with God, you come to realize that the cross is just the very heart of where everything begins. It's just the very core of where everything starts. And so the question that I have for you this morning is the cross drawing you today? Have you been listening to God? Are you hearing the words of Jesus and the voice of Jesus when he says, just come? Sometimes all he says, and this is all I ever hear, you know, is he just says, it's going to be all right. Whatever it is, it's going to be all right, but you need to come to me. You see, the choice that we have is to either respond to that call, to either respond to that draw, that magnetic, whatever it is, or to say no. And we can resist it. Maybe some of us have resisted that call time and time again. I just urge you today, don't resist it. This is a day of hope right now today. This is a day of new beginning, something new and exciting and fresh. You know, a brand new start is going to happen in your life. But you need to respond to God. We sing a song. It's called Sweetly Broken. And it's sort of, again, like I said, so hard to put this into words. But listen to this song. And it just says that you beckon me to come. You beckon me to come. You draw me to yourself. Maybe God's doing that. Just let this minister. Is God calling you? Is it time for something new? I guess I felt like that might help explain what I'm trying to describe. That's because it's an indescribable thing. It's an irresistible grace. It's a call. It's God saying, it's time. When the Son of Man is lifted on high, he draws all men to himself. He's drawing you. And I know that there's 100 reasons not to go in the water. And some of you are thinking, well, I can't. I'm not even mobile enough. They'll need to carry me in. We will carry you in. Right? We will. Like, or you're thinking, I didn't bring any clothes. I'm going to be all wet. I'll be wet for the rest of the afternoon. Yes, you will be wet for the rest of the afternoon. Big deal. So what? We'll drive you home. Whatever it matters, we'll do whatever it takes to make this happen. And some of you are thinking, yeah, but man, going in that water, it's going to kill me. I will die if I have to go in there. Now, hold on a minute. I want you to know something. That is exactly what's going to happen. That when you go in the water, you die. And that's why Jesus thought it was important enough that we do this. He says, this is about getting buried. So, you know, the best comparison to a baptism service is a burial service. The old man is dead. We're going to bury him, and he's never going to raise his ugly head again. Amen. It's a burial service. This is about death. The old man, the old you, isn't it time? Isn't it time the old you died? Aren't you sick and tired of that ugly fiend raising his head in your life, whether it's addictions or greed or money or sex or whatever it is? Isn't it time that you buried that old man? That's why we baptize. Listen to what Paul said in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Listen to this. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Hallelujah. We are going in a few moments to a burial service. We're going to the river. We're going to find a part of the water that isn't too shallow. I'm going to try not to keep my feet on anybody for too long. Yeah. But there's life-changing happenings that's going to take place, that you too may live a new life. And it's just really that simple. Are you ready to live a new life? If you're not, then don't get in. If you think it's magic water, or you're going to cross your fingers and you go, well, I hope this works, you know what? That's not what this is. You need to believe. You have to have faith, not in what I say, but what God says. He says, this is a burial. It's time to bury the old Nelson. It's time to bury the old Stan, and to never let that old man rise up again. And we do that symbolically, physically in the river, while that's happening spiritually and actually in our deeper inner man, taking on a brand new life. All right? That's what we're going to do. And I invite you to join. And I'm going to ask you in a minute, anyone who wants to be a part of that, I'm going to ask you just to sit on the stairs. But I'm just going to pray before we do that. Will you bow with me? So God, you are so great. And it's your word that's clear. Jesus, we're sick and tired. And sometimes we're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Tired of being so weak and not seeing any changes. Tired of just stuck in that old life. And I know right now that you're offering us something that's so powerful, so fresh, and so new. And you're handing it to us. And all we need to do is is just to take it. I pray, Holy Spirit, by your power, we'll know that you're calling us to come. And just like you said in John 12, that all of this is only really for one reason, that we might glorify the Father. That we might glorify the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we don't need to keep living in the hellhole that we're in. Thank you that we don't need to be in the prison of our addiction or of our anger or our jealousy or our unforgiveness or whatever it is. You set us free from that prison, and we await that. We're excited. This is going to be great. We're going to make that walk to the river, and we are going to come out a new person because you say it. And we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Amen. You want to be baptized this morning? Come and find a place to sit on the stairs, please. It's time. Amen? Yeah, you can clap. It's time. It's time for new beginnings. And it's, look at that. Thank you, Jesus. It's time that the change happens in our lives. It's time that the old is made new. Amen? Wow. God bless you. God's got a plan. And I want to just take a few minutes here this morning, because, you know, one of the things that happens here is you join with the rest of us. So you become more and more a part of this community, and we're going to pray for you. We promise that. We want to love you. We want to grow together. There's times that you need to be supported. We want to support you. There's times when we'll need to be supported, and you do that for us as well. One of the ways that we get to know you a little better is just to maybe hear a few words about what's going on in your life. We keep these brief, but just why you want to be baptized. If you don't want to talk, you don't have to talk, but I do want to give you the opportunity. Testimony is, you know, the Bible says that one of the ways that we drive out the enemy is through the testimony, through the word of our testimony, and through the blood, right, of the Lamb. So who wants to be first? Let's just share for a few minutes. Here we go. Come on out. Well, you got to stand, all right? I'll stand with you, okay? I promise. I won't leave your side.
Hi, my name is Sunny. I've had stormy days in my past, some recent as well. I met Jesus back in the 70s. I was an old hippie, and now I'm an old hippie Jesus freak, drug free. Praise Hallelujah. The Lord. And I need a new beginning. I've been baptized before, but I haven't really felt that Holy Spirit high that I see people have. And the Lord has been touching me more in the last couple of years, but my mother just passed away, and when she passed away, I'm still grateful. My most feeling is gratitude for her. She wanted to go home so much, and she's there, and she's with me today, and I need a new beginning.
Yeah.
There are so many things that we went through in the last year when I was with her, and healings and stuff I didn't know that was still in me, the wounded soul stuff. So praise God for Monday night. I'm already healing, Woo-hoo. And I'm looking forward to today and doing what Jesus did and is going to do in the river today.
Amen. Sonny, God bless you. Who's next? Yeah, you can clap. Come on up, buddy.
Hi, my name is Joseph Richards, and I'm giving myself to the Lord. My mother passed away a couple years ago from colon cancer, and she received the Lord. Now I'm going to be with the grace of God with her.
Amen. Joseph Richards, right? Kim, you can stand right there. Isn't Kim looking good?
I let it slide since I was baptized 3 years ago, and I've been a real prayer warrior for the last 6 months, and I'm homeless, and I really got myself in a pickle, and I want to let God into my life seriously, and I've changed so much lately. And I need to be baptized today. I want it so bad.
Amen. Give me a hug. Amen. Amen. Annie.
Hi. I got baptized 3 years ago for the wrong reason. I didn't do it for me, and I didn't do it for God. I did it to please other people in my life. And I came to realize that was the wrong reason. I need to be close to Him, and I need Him in my life. I'm not doing this for anybody but me and Him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So this is James. James wants to be baptized, and we believe.
I got baptized 5 years ago, and it's helped me, but I feel like I need to be baptized again.
So James has been diagnosed with Asperger's, and we are truly believing that he's been the one asking about baptism, and then all of a sudden we found out there was a baptism coming. So we've been studying baptism every morning before we go to school. We've been talking about it. He's prayed and asked God back into his heart. So we are truly believing as a family that as he goes under the water and comes back up, that the old man really is washed away and that his spirit man is healed and the Asperger's must go in the name of Jesus. Please stand with us in that faith.
Amen. Anyone else? Yeah, me?
I just found out recently that Pastor Stan was holding a baptism, and before I felt led by the Holy Spirit that we need to be baptized. I was baptized already, but to do it again, I already feel the old man changing, and I'm pressing on like John had said. And as well for my daughter, Chelsea, she's quite serious about doing this. And my son Braden as well. They want the old man gone and the new man, and they want to be closer to Jesus as well as I do. Thank you very much.
Amen. Nelson.
Amen. How's everybody doing today? Wow. It's been 7 years ago since I was a Christian. I used to preach the Word of God. I used to sing. And the one thing is that yesterday was one of the hardest days for me. It was, seems like the enemy wanted to hold me down and keep me down. Didn't want me to come here. But this is the reason why I came to Red Deer, is because God had a purpose for me. It was to come for me. To raise me back up. I got a home up there. And I believe in my heart that all the friends that I've met here are all my family here. I praise the God. I praise for my family at home that they will rise too, just like me. This ain't tears of hurt. This is the tears of joy. That's why I'm coming here for this baptismal. Because I want to change my life again. And I want to stay. I want to stay for good. Amen.
I believe when you were speaking in tongues, those were words about your family. So there was a prayer in your prayer language praying for God to save your family, right? Amen. Okay. Amen. Let's all get together and just sort of stand in a circle here. I'm sorry.
I'm Roy.
Here's Roy.
I've just been a Christian going to church on and off for 20 years or more. And it's just time to just get baptized. I've never been baptized before.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amen. If we can just stand in a circle right here, I'm going to ask our leaders to come forward and just to surround this group with a prayer that we're going to pray before we go out to the river. Come on, let's make a whole circle here. We can put our arms around. It's like a huddle, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Everyone's included, God.
God, I just lift these people up to you, God. You've put this call on their hearts. And so, God, I just pray now that as they are obedient to you, God, that you will just work a miracle in their lives, God. We believe, God, that when we step out and obey you, that is the act of surrendering to you. And so, God, I just pray for each person here, Lord. I pray that the Holy Spirit will just fill these people, yes, and that they may walk forward filled with faith and filled with you. And God, we just pray that there will be that Satan will have no place in this, Lord. I just put a hedge around these people today, but for this whole next week, God, it's going to be a tough week. It's going to be a battle week. Lord, I pray that you will prepare them for that, and that they may stand strong because you are in them.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, this is about you. You are the Almighty. You are Lord. You have all authority. You have all dominion and power. And God, it's because of you that what you have done in our lives, God, that it's you have led us to repentance. You have given us faith, God. And you are the one that washes away our sins and makes us new. God, it's you. And we thank you, God, that you are working in our lives, that you continue to work in our lives. You continue to lead us to you. You forgive us, and you wash us and make us new and clean before you, God. And we thank you. We give you all the credit. We give you all the thanks, God, that you are changing our lives, that you continue to change our lives. You continue to draw us to you. Thank you, Father, for being so good to us. Thank you for being so kind to us. Thank you for forgiving us, God. You are a good God. We thank you in Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Maybe just get Doug, if you finish that for us.
If anyone's in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. It's as eternal as you are, settled in the heavens. And your word says, when we accept you, anyone who comes to me, Jesus, he said, anyone who comes to me, I will not cast out. So thank you, Lord, for your word. I just pray your word over these people. You'd bless them and fill them with your Holy Spirit. Your word says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. For which of you fathers, if his son asked for a bread, will give him a snake? It's the same with you, Lord. You just give us good gifts. Give the gift of the Holy Spirit to everyone here today when they come out of the water, Lord. Fill them with your awesome Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
That Power in the Blood song that you did? Just the chorus. Just three or four times. Okay. We're going to do what Tim said. It's time to sing. And we're going to do that chorus that we did earlier about the power of the blood. And just so you know, after we come back from the river, there will be a meal served here. So don't run away. It's a great time to get to know some more people. Come for some food. It's a beautiful day. Isn't God great? Look at the great day we got. I say to people that a good baptism is like a good apple. It's always sweeter after a good hard frost. Let's stand up.
Nothing but your blood.
We're going to walk to where the old bridge is. And some of you were there last year, you know how to get there. And then we're going to baptize. It won't be long, we'll be back. So just join us if you can. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you. May the grace and the peace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ be upon you all. Amen. Let's sing it one more time and then we're off here.
What can wash away?
Really well, but the whole